Carmen Benitez, Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-Z. Date of birth is July 8th, 1964. This is for date of service, 2/20/2023. Mrs. Benitez is a 58-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at the age of 40. She also has a history of sleep apnea, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, GERD, asthma, anxiety, uterine cancer, chronic pain, hysterectomy, and fatty liver disease. For her diabetes, she is on Traceba, 22 units daily, and Fios, 20 units three times a day with meals. The patient states that she tried and failed the following medication. Metformin gave her GI intolerance and dizziness. Ozempic gave her severe side effects. Trulicity also gave her GI side effects. And Jardiance, she also had intolerance with generalized malaise on this medication. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C was around 13 to 14% as reported by the patient at this point. Back in October of 2022, it was 12%. I am going to recommend adjusting your diabetic regimen and placing her on metformin extended release, 500 milligrams once daily. The extended release form may be easier on her gut. Next number, I will also increase her Traceba to 45 units once daily and Fiosp increase to 15 units three times a day with meals, plus 3 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Next number, once the patient is off of her Traceba therapy, I would like to try her on Soliqua therapy. After she runs out of the Traceba, then we will discuss switching her to Soliqua therapy. Next number, during her follow-up visit, we will need to order a nutrition consult. Next summer for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer for her hyperlipidemia, she is on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next summer, follow up with primary care provider at a Polk County clinic, Dr. Arbolaez, A-R-B-O-L-A-E-Z. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.